Join the conversation.
Email pippah@capetalk.co.za.
Right, let's start looking to the weekend ahead, first of all. And lots going on, as always. I know John's covering the funny festival later on, but let's start, for our sake, with some live music suggestions from Grace Newton.
Hi, Papa. Having a look at Durbanville first, we have a show at the Durbanville Golf Club Friday night at 8 p.m. It's Richard Pryor's rock show featuring Mark Hayes. Mark Hayes was a finalist in South African Idols, and he's a fantastic rock and roll singer and guitarist. Tickets can be bought through Quicket, and the show starts at 8 p.m. Then Youngster CPT, who's one of our top rappers in Cape Town, he's performing at the Premium Sports Bar on Saturday at 4 p.m., and that's in Mitchell's Plain. Definitely something to check out. Then a very exciting show is happening at the Elma Cafe on Saturday night at 6:30. The Hanapuit Brass Band is going to be playing. They are lots of fun, and they are based out in the Winelands, and they're coming to the Big Smoke. So you can book your tickets by emailing the Elma Cafe directly at bookings@elmacafe.co.za or phoning them on their landline. Then looking at Cafe Rue in Nerdhook, on both Friday and Saturday nights this weekend, we have The One Who Sings, who is Zolani Mohala from Freshly Ground. She's got a new band with Sky Madlala, Genevieve Lee, and Kel Thompson, and they call themselves The One Who Sings and The Feminine Force. So that's going to be a beautiful African-style show. Then looking at the Winelands, we have Balboa Balcony Bar in Stellenbosch. On Saturday night, 8 p.m., we have the legendary Blues Brewers performing there. And cover charge is 40 Rand, and you can pay at the door. And lastly, looking at the Daisy Jones Bar, also just outside of Stellenbosch, on Saturday night, starting from 5 p.m., we've got the wonderful Hugo Feltzman Trio playing some blues, along with the band Akimbo, who plays a variety of lovely pop and folk songs. Tickets are 150 Rand and can be bought via Quicket. The show starts at 7:30. Those are my top picks for this weekend. I'm Grace Newton with your weekly gig guide, only on Cape Talk.
Grace, thank you so much. Something from just about every corner of Cape Town to recommend this week. So wherever you are, enjoy the music. And we'll chat to Grace Newton again next week. What else is going on besides music? Well, a chance to flex your poetry muscle if you are so inclined. This whole week, the Open Book Festival has been running its workshop week, which ends at the Bertha Centre in Mowbray tomorrow. And as part of those festivities, you can attend an open mic night tonight. It's for both experienced and aspiring poets to come and show off their skills. Here's the festival's Belinda Musoke with more info.
Open Book Festival and the Red Wheelbarrow excited to bring you this year's workshop week open mic. This is an exciting opportunity for new poets and established poets to share some of their work. And there's also the opportunity to get to experience our headlining acts, which are Vangile Ganjo, Stacey Hardy, and Jerome Kutsia. It's going to be a very exciting evening. Come through.
It's tonight at 6 p.m. at the Bertha House in Main Road, Mowbray. There's no cost to attend, but you are asked, please, to book a ticket on WebTicket, just so the organisers have an idea of what numbers to expect. WebTickets, and you're looking for the Open Book Festival Workshop Week Open Night tonight at 6 p.m. John's already mentioned the fact that it was World Ocean Day yesterday, and the Nertuk Art Point Gallery is hosting an exhibition that is all about love of the ocean and celebrating its creatures. It's called Into the Deep, and you can expect everything from majestic whales by Jared Jed Kruger, a quirky octopus illustration or two by Tuesday Houston. Michelle Beattie is putting the spotlight on plastic pollution by taking plastic that she's collected off our local beaches and turned into exquisite pieces of art. Those are just a few of the highlights to look out for. The exhibition opened this week and it continues until the 25th of June at the Nertuk Art Point Gallery. For more information, visit their website, which is nertukartpoint.co.za. Well, on the subject of trash reclaimed from the ocean, you can join hopefully hundreds of other Capetonians for this month's Trash Bash in Mooi Point tomorrow. Organisers, the Two Oceans Aquarium, tell us that last month, volunteers picked up over 100 kilograms of rubbish in a single morning. You can do it again tomorrow morning at Mooi Point Beachfront. The Trash Bash is taking place from 9 until 11. Please bring along a hat and sunblock, it says. That might be a little optimistic given the weather forecast for the rest of the week. But do take some reusable gloves like the ones you'd use for doing the dishes or using in the garden, and a good attitude. And a smile, very important. You can join in the Trash Bash at Mooi Point Beachfront tomorrow morning between 9 and 11. And then lastly, still with ocean-related things, if you've always dreamed of sailing to Antarctica, well, you can start by at least visiting the ship that might take you there one day, because the SAR Gullis is in port and the Department of Forestry, Fisheries and Environment is opening her up to the public this weekend. So you'll be able to go on a tour of this polar research vessel, talk to some of the people who work on board, learn more about the kind of research that is carried out and the monitoring they do to learn more about and help protect the creatures of the ocean. The Agullis is available to visit tomorrow and Sunday between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. You'll find her at number 1 East Pier Building at the V&A Waterfront. And entrance is free, but once again, you are asked please to book a ticket in advance on Quicket.
Lunch with Pippa Hudson
on Cape Talk.
Join the conversation.
Let's find out what's happening in the world of theatre next. Some suggestions from critic and publicist Alison Foote.
Hi, Pippa. Welcome to Friday's Theatre Roundup. I'm going to start with The Visigoths, which is now on at the Baxter's Musambe Theatre. It's by the award-winning playwright and director Louis Viljoen. His newest offering is said to be keeping audiences transfixed at every suspenseful twist and turn. Starring Nicholas Pawling and Daniel Newton, the show runs to 24 June. And please do note there are trigger warnings for language, graphic descriptions and sexual references. So no under 18s to this show. On a lighter note, the Jive Funny Festival is back, South Africa's oldest and foremost comedy fest, with hilarious stand-up comedians such as Alan Committee, Skulk Bezoedenoot, Emo Adams and others, plus a few top international variety acts. It's the perfect antidote to the winter blues, and it's running to the 30th of June with tickets through web tickets. There are no under 18s to this either. Then, one of the most fabulous musicals of all time, now celebrating its 80th anniversary, is Oklahoma. On at Artscape until 17th June. It's presented by the Waterfront Theatre School in association with AM Productions. This show has been given a new twist inspired by a range of recent international classic show revivals. It's set in rural USA at the turn of the 20th century, a timeless love story, and it's a spirited production. Please note, no under 14s to this production. That's it from me for this weekend. Have a fantastic time at the theatre. Take care.
Thank you so much, Alison Foote. And you can check out more of her lifestyle and travel writing on her blog, capetowndiva.com. Right, let's turn our attention to podcasts. And our producer, Rafik Wahid, has this week's sporting selection.
With the 96th running of the Comrades Marathon set for this Sunday, I've picked out a podcast that'll take you into the mind and psyche of a professional long-distance runner. Running's Lessons for Life is a 7-episode podcast series with Pippa Hudson, in which she sits down with some of the biggest names in the sport as they tell stories of how they conquered both mind and body to finish some of the most grueling races. She speaks to the likes of Gerda Steyn, Erika de Blanche, Ryan Sandys, and of course the king of the comrades himself, Bruce Fordyce, a record 9-time winner of the prestigious race.
In 1983 is the one that's close to my heart, because I was so strong. And without wanting to sound arrogant, I mean, I won by 15 minutes, which is a huge winning margin. You could have made it 10 more Ks and I would have carried on going. I was running so well, and I had that whole year, 83. I couldn't make a mistake. Everything I did was fantastic.
All 7 episodes can be found on capetalk.co.za. That's it from me for this week. Happy listening.
Thanks, Rafik. I heard it was quite good. Listen, jokes aside, we had so much fun making that series, and the athletes who spoke to us were so generous with their time and their insight. I'm really happy it's still out there to be listened to, so do check it out on the website. Okay, let's move to the movies next. Eyewitness News reporter Chanel September has the rundown.
For centuries, our kind has stayed hidden on Earth.
About the fate of all living things.
The
latest movie in the Transformers franchise releases in South Africa today. It's the seventh installment in the live-action film series set in Brooklyn in 1994. We're introduced to Noah, an ex-military electronics expert, and Elena, an artifact researcher. Now, when a new threat capable of destroying the entire planet emerges, they must team up with a powerful faction of Transformers to save Earth.
You brought a human here.
I'm nobody. I ain't even seen nothing. I'm not even seeing anything right now.
This is not our war.
Optimus, we must trust each other to protect the home we all share.
Stephen Caple Jr. is in the director's chair. Anthony Ramos and Dominic Fishback are in the lead.
Amanda Riley here from Teresa World Travel.
Amanda.
John called. He wants to make sure that you come home early.
Look at us. 5 years.
The man is clearly putting a ring on it.
Amanda. Yes.
You're moving to Ohio?
If you prefer to stay indoors this weekend, then on Netflix, I recommend the film A Tourist Guide to Love, starring Rachel Lee Cook. After an unexpected breakup, a travel executive accepts an assignment to go undercover and learn about the tourist industry in Vietnam. Along the way, she finds love. Other films to watch this weekend include Assassin, starring Bruce Willis, the action-packed film Kandahar, and Guardians of Galaxy Volume 3. That's a wrap. I'm Chanel September.
Email pippah@capetalk.co.za.
Right, let's move on to the small screen. And no listener questions this week, but we do have a bit of happy TV news to share. I know many of our readers loved the novel Lessons in Chemistry by Bonnie Garmus. It was one of my favorite books last year, and I really enjoyed having her with us for book club. And the news is we're getting a TV version, Max.
Yeah, it's being turned into a mini-series with Brie Larson in the lead role as Elizabeth Zott. She's a scientist who dreams of a professional success. They are hampered by a society's expectations of women in the 1950s. Finding herself alone, pregnant, unemployed, she accepts a job as a TV cooking show host, only to start quietly subverting the show into a lesson in science and female empowerment.
It was such a fun read, and one of the most memorable characters. Two of the most memorable characters. I don't know what they're going to do about the dog 630 who thinks and speaks in the novel. How are you going to do that on TV? I'm not quite sure. But anyway, we'll have to wait to find out. That one is coming in October. Let's look at what's coming this week, though. Shall we start on terrestrial channels? And with a series whose title nobody saw coming, tell us about White House Plumbers.
Yeah, it's not a reality show about plumbing. It's actually a satirical political drama about the Watergate scandal. So this show starts on Monday night on Mnet at 8 p.m. It stars Woody Harrelson and Justin Theroux in the leads.
What's the Sunday night movie on Mnet this week?
Well, if you didn't catch the movie The Woman King when it was on circuit, here's your chance now to catch up on this tale of the Agoji. They are an all-female unit of fierce warriors who protected the African kingdom of Dahomey in the 1800s. Viola Davis, Lashana Lynch, and our own Tuso Mbede are the stars. It's on Mnet on Sunday, just after Carte Blanche, and will also be available on Showmax from tomorrow and on Netflix. So there's just no avoiding it.
It was lots of fun and a really feisty female cast. So The Woman King, you can watch just about everywhere this coming weekend, but it is the Sunday night movie on Mnet. Is there anything decent on free to air, Max?
Yes, on ETV, they have Deepwater Horizon, which is based on the 2010 disaster in which an oil rig exploded in the Gulf of Mexico, killing several crew members and causing massive pollution. Mark Wahlberg stars as a crew member trying to keep himself and his friends alive as they await rescue. It's a good one if you're looking for some fast-paced action with lots of explosions.
Okay, I have seen that one. It's not bad. If you want a good Sunday night adventure flick, there it is on ETV. Okay. Lots going on the streaming services. And for once, we're going to start on BritBox, because this week, finally, the Anne Cleves fans are getting their moment and the latest season of Shetland arrives, Max.
Yeah, it's season 7. It drops on BritBox next week. This is the last season to feature Douglas Henshall in the role of Detective Inspector Jimmy Perez. He's moving on after this, and the series will introduce a new female detective when it gets around to season 8. In the meantime, though, there are 6 episodes of season 7 to gobble up as Perez investigates the disappearance of a vulnerable young man. You can binge this from Thursday, the 15th of June, so next Thursday.
Okay, so that's Shetland Season 7. Another big release for the week is on Disney Plus. And Max, there's a new series dropping which is based on what I remember to be one of the funniest and most poignant movies of the 1990s. It's The Full Monty back again.
Yeah, so if you remember the film, then you'll know it was about a group of steel workers who had been laid off from their jobs, and in desperation, they turned to stripping to make ends meet. Although it was a comedy, it touched on serious subjects like depression, sexuality, suicide, and parental alienation. We can apparently expect more of the same from this new series treatment, which brings back many of the original cast members, including Robert Carlyle and Tom Wilkinson, as well as the original writers.
Sounds really, really good. The Full Monty on Disney Plus, that is the series, and starting on Wednesday next week, the 14th of June. Okay, for those who are worried about artificial intelligence taking over the world, just a quick note that there's a new show on Showmax called Mrs. Davis, which a friend of ours described as absolutely bonkers, but in a good way. It's about an AI character who takes over the world in conflict with a nun, and that's all I'm going to tell you for now. If that sounds like your cup of tea, it's on Showmax. Max, there's also a sporting one on Showmax that's worth a mention ahead of the comrades. The documentary, I've got it here, called Down a Comrade's Story. It is celebrating 100 years of the world's greatest ultramarathon, all the big moments and heroes, very much like the book we discussed yesterday. So that one is on Showmax. Okay, Showmax has also got a, let's very quickly look at the true crime series there, Max.
It's called Rosemary's Hitless. It's a documentary series. It's about the cop turned serial killer Rosemary Ndlovu. You'll remember that she's the one who took out multiple life insurance policies on her partner, her sister, and other family members, and then she bumped them off so that she could claim that money. So this is going to be a nice one to watch.
Okay, so that one is on Showmax. Also, if you're on Apple TV Plus, keep an eye for a new series called The Crowded Room, psychological thriller with Tom Holland. It exhausted him so much that he's taken a year off acting after starring in the show, so who knows what that means. And lastly, over on Netflix, what have you got to tempt us this week, Max?
The big one to watch this week is for the wildlife documentary fans. It's the second season of Our Planet, and it's focused on how and why animals migrate. It's again narrated by the great Sir David Attenborough, so no need to say any more.
Our Planet Season 2 on Netflix. Thank you so much, Maxine Peters.